One of the basic tenets of individual liberty is you own your body. You decide what to think, what to say, what to do, and you take responsibility for those decisions. If you truly believe that you own yourself, by logical extension, you also own what you produce via your honest work and honest trade. This is not a society where the direct swap of goods easily satisfies a standard of living. So we have a middleman called money to help trade goods and services. So the money you earn is the physical, or these days electronic, representation of the effort you make with your body and mind. All of it is rightfully yours. Every single penny. You know best what you need and want in your life. You know best where to allocate your money to suit your needs and wants. You ought to be in control of where you wish to donate your money, if any, to charity. And most importantly, it is your natural right to do these things. Therefore, any individual or group who demands you surrender any portion of your rightfully earned money to them is immoral. Furthermore, to do so with the threat of fines, visits from law enforcers with guns, and jail time if you refuse to comply constitutes theft. It does not matter that the legislative, executive, and judicial branches have all given their blessings to the theft. It does not matter that they claim to do good with your money. It does not matter that they may even do things with your money that you would have done anyway. They have taken away your right to do so, and they have done it with force. While this country has always struggled with its stated goal of individual liberty, the modern degradation of our rights began when government convinced the citizens it had the right to reach into our wallets, our purses, and our bank accounts and take what it wants and threaten us with force if we fail to comply. We cannot truly be free until this obvious natural right is restored. With all due irony, happy tax day. This has been a Raging Rhino Rampage. You'll hear from me again.